Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Is Mike Dunleavy doing a good job for the Golden State Warriors? He's been doing the job now for 2.5 years.
I gave him a B+. You gave him a B-.
That's good. Spadoni weighed in on the text thread saying Dunleavy inherited a play-in team. Then in his second year, they went to the Western Conference semis. He's improved the team he inherited. Well, Joe, love you. But Dunleavy took over a team that made the second round of the playoffs when they lost to
The Lakers.
Then they didn't make the playoffs, and they got to the semis last year. Evan said he thinks Dunleavy's done fine and that he hasn't made a big mistake. I don't disagree with that. I might have done something a little differently.
CP3 is my only mistake.
Mine would have been Draymond. Damn. I would have.
Even if he was powerless in that. But I hear you.
How
you got
the
GM
job. Be powerless? Yeah. Like,
and let's be honest, he was attached to Dre. He had been around here too. Mike D. It ain't like he was out of Dodge in another team or another organization. He was here.
Right, but the yes,
so he's gotten a test.
So part of being a great GM is knowing when to cut ties with guys.
Wow,
and that's the one. I mean, listen, I'm not here to say they'd have more titles if they wouldn't re-sign Draymond, but at the time, given everything that happened, I thought it was time. Might have been a perfect time. Maybe Steph didn't want it. I don't know, but that's the one where I probably would have entertained going in another direction. That's just me. Yeah. Let's go to Steve. Steve's in Alamo. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
Great, guys. Love your show.
Thanks.
A couple quick comments. Steph Curry's been quoted as saying he cannot win a championship without Draymond Green.
Facts.
So we're stuck. And I agree with you. I would have moved Draymond. And With his attitude and his turnovers, we're stuck with Draymond. So you got to play with him.
All right.
Here's my other thoughts.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's stuck. That's not Dunleavy's fault. It's Steph, and as you said, Steph is controlling the team in that regard. Just a couple of quick comments. I think Kerr's made some mistakes. You haven't talked about that.
All right.
The OKC game where Spencer didn't play at the end when he had brought us back from 20 points down. He takes him out and puts other guys in. That was a mistake. We could have won that game. The game with Philly, I blame Kerr for not having a good throw-in, timeout play to get the ball to the damn guys so they can so they can hold the ball and win the game. I blame Kerr on that. And Pods played pretty well. And what I'd love to see is Spencer starting or playing point guard. Steph is really a two guard because of his shooting and his movement ability, and not so much his driving and kicking. And Spencer's fabulous at that. Our best five players, in my opinion, on the floor right now would be Spencer at the one, Steph at the two, then Jimmy Butler, Draymond at the four, and then Quentin Post at the five. And Quentin Post, I think, has done a really good job lately, both with shooting. It's obvious he's a good shooter. But his not his post-up game, but his defensive game and his rebounding and his going to the going to the rack, I think, has been great.
And you're going to see that five Friday. I think, Scott, you're going to see that five Friday. I hope. I'm with you.
Well, the thing about Spencer is if you're going to play Spencer with Green and Jimmy Butler, he better keep making threes. Because right now that was the reason that – a big reason why he hasn't been playing as much. And Steve Kerr talked about how he's been making way more threes than he ever has. But if Pat Spencer – isn't the shooter that he's been the last week or so, then I do think that particular lineup misses shooting.
And then Melton is ready.
They'll have to figure that out. But speaking of Pat Spencer and Steph Curry specifically, this is Steve Kerr yesterday. He was on with Willard and Dibbs about playing Spencer and Steph together and what that may look like.
I'm not going to take away all of his minutes, I can tell you that. I'm definitely going to play him with Steph some, and we'll see. Some of it will depend on matchups, how well we can hold up defensively. You know, the three guys we put with them, all of that has to be determined. But the way Pat is playing, the way he's impacting winning, the way he's impacting the just the competitive spirit of the team, I have to keep playing him. I mean, we're winning. We're, you know, and he's a huge part of that.
Steve Kerr. That's all you want to hear? My bad.
No, Steve Kerr talking about Pat Spencer.
Yeah.
How long can this continue? Can we put the rat on the table, sponsored by Atco Pest Control?
Yeah, if this is his version, Pat Spencer, that is, of his Jeremy Lin moment, then it's going to come to end at some juncture. But if somehow this is who he is and he has staying power, I mean, man, Steiny, for the foreseeable future, he will have a part. You know, if it's coming off the bench when Melton goes into the starting lineup, which I believe is going to happen if he remains healthy, I mean, he can be a viable option for the Golden State Warriors. And when it's all said and done, even then, he would have come out of nowhere.
Speaking of D'Anthony Melton, this is Steve Kerr talking about Melton, what he brings and what his role is going to be.
He's a two-way player. He's fundamentally sound. You see it with his passing, his ball handling, his footwork. The defense, the on-ball defense, is a game-changer for us. You saw the last play of the Philly game. He forced Tyrese Maxey into a really tough shot, and it was, you know, he even blocked it, which caused the air ball, which led to the putback. But that sequence alone tells you everything you need to know about why D'Anthony is so important to us. The ability to stay in front of these quick guys, these great players, and then at the other end to fit in next to any four guys. You can put D'Anthony in any lineup combination because he can dribble, pass, shoot, and process. And when you can do those things, that makes you a two-way player, and that makes you playable at the highest level. I'm talking, you know, playoffs, finals, it doesn't matter. That's why D'Anthony is so important.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about D'Anthony Melton.
Yeah, and that was good D on Maxey, too. That was a horrible shot, right? But then I was like, oh, that was good D.
That was great D. You know, it's interesting that Steve says the great thing about Melton is you can play him with anybody.
And he's a two-way player.
And that leads me to believe that he doesn't have to start Melton because Melton's one of those guys he can put into any situation. And I think one of the problems with the Warriors is they don't have enough guys that can play with enough guys.
Mm.
They have
specialists.
They just don't have enough players that are really, really good complements to their star players. They're either offensive players or defensive players. So if a guy can do both, they stick out. And I think that's why Melton is sticking out, Goo.
Yeah. And before I left the studio before break to get some French vanilla coffee, Steiny, we talked about, you know, the foot injury to Derek Lively that's going to keep him out for the Mavs. And I was just talking to you about injuries and Bill Walton and how many athletes you just love watching, but they just, their body can't, you know, remain healthy. DeAnthony Melton in 2022, Stoney, played 77 games for the Sixers, but after that, for Philly, 38-6, and, you know, the last 44 games in the last two seasons. So it is, I love everything I see. Kerr hit it out the park. It's just, can he last? And this team where it's at, and if you think it's good or you think it's on the fringe, I mean, a guy like DeAnthony Melton can go a long way in regard to having this team be a player or not.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get back in action on Friday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Haven't played since Sunday, so they're getting a good week of practice in, obviously. And I do feel like, and I don't know if other Warrior fans feel this way, I feel like Friday's the start of something. And I just feel like in the course of an NBA season, there's ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. And after the Warriors played the road trip like they played, and now they have the break, and now they're getting guys back, I feel like this is kind of a natural starting point on Friday. They should have virtually everybody healthy. We'll see about Draymond. I'm expecting Steph Curry to play. And so the question now becomes, what happens Friday with the guys who have been playing, the guys who have been kind of spearheading this this good vibe situation with the Warriors, and now you're getting two of your stars back, and how does it all shake out? It would seem to be setting up for this team to begin ascending if they can figure it out, but that's what Steve Kerr's job's going to be, is who plays and how many minutes.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're describing a new beginning. And they are 13-12, one game over. But we will find out the answers to the questions that will basically decide the future of this team this year. And it's kind of funny. You know, I foo-fooed or poo-pooed and got mad at everybody that was telling me, even Steve Kerr, about practice and all this and that. But this is the week. You'll never have another week like this outside the All-Star break, right? But this is it to get all that continuity and mesh and all the stuff that you were preaching to me about practice. I mean, Friday's a bit, and you got a fierce opponent in Minnesota, but I'm excited. I wasn't excited a week or two ago.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. And, like, that's the one thing I'm also trying to get to the bottom of a little bit, is if whatever has happened in the last week has changed your mind about the Warriors, I guess my question would be, is it Pat Spencer? I mean, is that really what it is?
It's PG&E for me, and he's part of it.
What does that mean?
It's energy.
Okay.
I was watching this team, and Kuminga was a part of it. I'm not one of these hosts or anybody Warrior fan. I can't talk about Kuminga. Everything was lethargic. It looked off. Everybody didn't look like they were on the same page. That's just me. And that had me down in the dumps. But since the inception of Pat Spencer, the energy from Guy Santos and everybody is just kind of like, oh, even if they don't win, these dudes are trying and fighting. And just like I see Quentin Post down there, and Cam came in and shared, our guy Cam came in here and shared, what was the stat about Quentin Post, Donnie? Like, he was top three in centers in regard to defense. So he's learning and he's growing, but it's PG&E. I'm seeing energy from this team. And you're right, it started that game against OKC.
Yeah, and I wonder if, I mean, this energy, like, Pat Spencer's always going to play with energy.
Right.
But is it going to translate to winning if he continues to stay in the rotation?
Mm.
But it's one of those things where this is where I'm behind Steve Kerr. If you're not bringing energy, you can't play. So you got to go with the guys who are bringing energy first. And right now, that's something you can count on with Pat Spencer. And, I mean, apparently it's not something that you can count on right now with some other players on the team.
And I'm wondering if those other players have gotten the message now, if they do get another shot to re-enter the game or games, that they know now that, yeah, you might have thought you were bringing it, but it's a mandate now for you to be out here, because I feel like Coach Kerr with Kuminga has sent a message like, If you're not bringing that energy that you and I are talking about, you're not going to play.
And that, and that's another thing. Will he stay true to that? Will he stay true to that?
Because I told you I wouldn't.
And will he employ those rules with the veteran type players? Because, like, I'll be honest, it's easy to play Pat Spencer when Kuminga's struggling, Spencer's playing with a ton of energy, but Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and Steph aren't playing.
That's interesting.
I want to see if Steve Kerr can commit to Pat Spencer, if he, if that's the direction he's going, because now the big boys are back.
Right.
And we know that he has a tendency to lean on the big boys a little bit. This is more Steve Kerr from yesterday. I think Dibbs asked him a follow-up after he was talking about Pat Spencer and the energy. This is what Dibbs followed up with, and it's kind of telling.
All right.
Is it as simple as those little things like the effort and the want to that maybe has been missing from his game of late?
Yeah, for sure. That you know, he has not played well lately, and that's why I went away from him, you know, last game, because you know, Guy Santos came in and really made a huge impact both the Philadelphia and Cleveland games, and you know, the energy and the passing, the connection, all those things that that Pat and Guy can provide, that's what our team needs right now. And so you know, I said this the other night, I mean, it's no different from any other player on the team. It's just that, you know, JK always gets the most attention from you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know, let's just take it here. What we do, you know, the boss can call us in and say we had a bad show. But when you say you had no energy, which we don't hear much at all, but I mean, right there, that's not even a bad show to me. That's just you weren't even ready to go. You know, that's something you could control.
Yeah, the other thing, I didn't even mention this about Friday when I felt like, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, Friday feels like it's going to be, you know, another start of something.
New beginning.
If for no other reason than they should have anybody healthy. I didn't even mention it because I'm not expecting much. But, you know, we also have to figure or monitor how Jonathan Kuminga fits into the situation on Friday with everybody healthy.
This is going to be crazy because, you know, you guys have been saying, dude, got to let it go. The fact that he has had some success against Minnesota, do you think that increases the chances of Jonathan Kuminga playing that game Friday? Or this Pat Spencer, Steph, and Dre, if he can come back, we're gonna tap into that first and we'll find out about Kuminga later? Or is he at the bottom of the list? I do wonder.
Yeah, I don't see him. I don't see him getting anything but kind of emergency minutes if they need a body at this point until something changes. And you know, something may change. I mean, guys who are coming off the bench and playing well right now may not continue to play well, and then that'll open something up for Kuminga.
Before you grab this call, is it me, or do you feel like last year Jonathan Kuminga wouldn't have gave Dibbs and Willard that answer, or is he being more open about his feelings on what's going on with Kuminga? Because I feel like he's being more open now, just like, you ask me, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 5 years. And they asked him about the frustrating part of what's going on with Kuminga.
I don't argue with that. It has been a discussion for many years with the fans, and you know, his role has fluctuated over the years. That's all part of it. I can't argue with any of that. It is what it is. I mean, as a coach, you know, you try to help each of your players get the best of his abilities and succeed, and you have to put together the best groups that are going to help you win. And as I said, there's never a kind of a linear path for any of these guys. And so you just keep working. Keep working with the player, keep working with the team.
Yeah, what did Kerr tell us? Spencer, when we had him on yesterday, Pat Spencer, the Stay Ready program.
Yeah, maybe Kuminga should be in that group.
Like, I ain't laughing at that.
Let's go to Austin in San Jose. Hey, Austin, how you doing, man? You want to talk about Dunleavy?
Hey, man, great conversation. Let me just add a couple things.
Okay, and give us a grade. You got to give us a grade before you let go.
Yeah, I'm going to do that at the end. But Jeff Kent, made some comments today about, you know, what motivated him. And he talked about the great Dusty Baker and how he motivated and talked to each player differently. And basically told him, I'm not going to treat you the way I treat another player. So I think that's a lesson learned to Kerr. You know, or actually, you know, he should be treating, if he isn't, you treat every player differently. Johnson, Kuminga, Spencer, whatever, Pods. And so I think the miss is right now is, why hasn't he been able to get something messaged different across to Kuminga? And you could say, well, it's been 5 years. And hey, you know what, Steiny? If that's true, fine. And why is the guy still on the roster 5 years later? That's an organizational issue. That's not a Kuminga issue. I mean, they could have done something about it. But the whole press conferences every day and tell us, you know, what isn't happening. To me, that's wasted air, man. Fans pay to see the best product. We don't pay to see coaches. We pay to see players. So I just want to add that little bit of nuance as far as you talk about being frustrated. I'm tired of hearing Kerr come on the radio and tell people, you know, why something isn't working. Make it work, man. You know, you get paid $17 million to get it done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Number two, GM. I would give him a C+, if it's me. I don't think he's made bad moves, but I think Tony alluded to, has he made really any impactful moves? Now, the Jimmy Butler one, I think we still got to see it. You know, the team wasn't very good last year when he came here, if you remember, Guru. They weren't good at all, okay? And they had some of the same players that they have now. So what happened when Jimmy came? All of a sudden they learned how to play basketball? I mean, that's something that somebody should ask her. And number two, right now we're still one game above 500. Not bad, but is that a significant progress? Again, Jimmy didn't pick the roster, so I'm not going to blame Jimmy for the guys that were here when he got here. You know, I guarantee if you ask Jimmy Butler if he could get other players here, to be honest, he would say, yeah, I'd get other players here. So don't think that Jimmy's satisfied with this roster. I think you'd be surprised at what he might say if you gave him some truth serum. So, guys, that's kind of where I'm at today. Just enjoy listening, and I'll keep listening. See you.
Right on. Appreciate it, Austin. Thanks for the call. The Warriors right now are 13-12. And, like, here's the other thing. When we're talking about Mike Dunleavy, he's been here 2.5 years. He took over this team the year after the Warriors got to the second round of the postseason when they lost to the Lakers. A year after that, they didn't make the playoffs. And, of course, last year they got to the Western Conference semifinals. This year they were a third of the way through the season, and the Warriors are 13-12. And we're talking about the job that Mike Dunleavy has done up to this point. And if you gave him a grade, what would the grade be? I would say this, that I would I give him a B minus?
Yeah, I give him a B plus.
I would give him a lower mark if the Warriors, if he hadn't taken the job at the end of the dynasty. Like, I give him a lot of grace and leeway for when he took over the team and the situation that he was given, because they were coming to an end. It's one of the reasons Bob Myers left. So Dunleavy knew what he was getting into, and now two and a half years later, I feel like, you know, they're still kind of in the same spot. They're not lousy, but they're not a contender. So I'll give him a B minus because he wasn't starting on a level playing field anyway, because he inherited a really old team.
Yeah, but
that's the way I would look at it.
Austin said something that has me thinking about just the acquisition of Jimmy Butler and what was going on for Jimmy to have that big of an impact that he did in regard to the defensive metrics. Everything about the team improved. Everybody was talking about, hey, the Warriors are the team you might not want to see in the playoffs. We're up against it. But I'll tell you on the other side as to it was just the swap of Wiggins for Jimmy Butler.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.